In the last fraction of a second before it vanished, the energy snapped back and forth like the tip of a whip, and Tiny's left leg came off at the knee. The gruff screamed. Whatever that thing had been, it had taken the fight out of Tiny. Hell's bells. I stared at the maimed summer champion and then at the open, innocent-looking locker. Then I walked slowly forward. Tiny had only one eye open, and it didn't look like it would focus on anything. His breathing was rough, quick, and ragged, which translated into a seething, oat-scented breeze anywhere within 10 or 15 feet of his head. Tiny blinked his other eye open, and though they still wouldn't focus, he let out a weak-sounding grunt.
"Mortal," he rasped. "I am bested."
One of his ears flicked once, and he exhaled in a sigh.
"Finish it."
I walked past the fallen gruff without stopping, noting as I did that the stroke of energy that had severed his leg had cauterized it shut, too. He wasn't going to bleed to death. I peered cautiously into the locker. It was empty, except for a single flat wooden box about the size of a big backgammon kit. The back wall of the locker sported something else, the blackened outline of some sort of rune. It wasn't the first time I'd seen Guard employing some kind of rune-based magic, but I'd be damned if I knew how it was done. I reached out with my wizard senses cautiously, but felt nothing. Whatever energy had been stored there was gone now. What the hell? I reached in and grabbed the box. Nothing ripped me into quivering shreds. I scowled suspiciously and slowly withdrew the box, but nothing else happened. Evidently, Guard had considered her security measures to be adequate for dealing with a thief, or a dinosaur, whichever. Once I had the case, I turned back to the gruff.
"Mortal," Tiny wheezed. "Finish it."
"I try not to kill anything unless it's absolutely necessary," I replied. "And I've got no need to kill you today. This wasn't a personal matter. It's done. That's the end of it." The gruff focused his eyes and just stared at me for a startled moment.
"Mercy? From a Winterbound?"
"I'm not bound," I snapped. "This is purely temp work." I squinted around. "I think the hobs have mostly cleared out. Can you leave on your own, or do you need me to send for someone?" The gruff shuddered and shook his huge head.
"Not necessarily. I will go."
He spread the fingers of one hand on the ground and started sinking into it as if it were quicksand. As portals to fairy went, that was a new one for me. "This is a one-time offer," I told him, just before he was completely gone. "Don't come back."
"I shan't," he rumbled, his eyes sagged closed in weariness. "But mark you this, wizard."
I frowned at him. "What?"
"My elder brother," he growled, "is going to kill thee."
Then Tiny sank into the floor and was gone.
"Another one?" I demanded of the floor. "You've got to be kidding me."
I leaned against the lockers for a second, banging my head gently against the steel for a moment. Then I pushed myself back onto my feet and started jogging back toward where I had parted with Michael. Just because the hobs were gone from this part of the station didn't mean that there wasn't still a fight going on. Michael might need my help. I picked up the trail of body parts again, though by this time most of them were mounds of dark powder, like charcoal dust, pounded into a gooey paste by the building's sprinklers. The patches of gunk got thicker as I continued in the direction I thought Michael had gone. I followed the trail to the base of a ridiculously broad flight of stone stairs, the one that actually had been in the Untouchables. The parts were still recognizable as parts here. These hobs hadn't been dead for long. They lay in a carpet of motionless, burning corpses on the stairs. Judging by the way they'd fallen, they had been facing up the stairs when they died. Several fallen hobs bore wounds that indicated that Michael had hewed his way through them from behind. White knight he might be, but once that sword comes out, Michael puts his game face on, and he plays as hard as almost anyone I've ever seen. Not that I could blame him. Not all the remains I'd passed had been those of Hobbs.